It's time for the old territorial rodeo update. We're smack dab in the middle of cowboy Christmas with 100 rodeos in 100 days. I'm Derek Beckin for Monty James, who, rumor has it, was shipped out of the country. Don't know why, don't know when he'll be back, but do know they'll probably send him back. Hey, we'll check in with TRU Rodeo's special correspondent Lydia Hill after the break. She ran into some of our top rodeo contestants at the Belfouche 4th of July Black Hills Rodeo Roundup last week.
Missy Weber said it best, quote, "Integrity is the ability to confidently place good horses in the hands of good people." All roads lead to the Weber & Company Performance Horse Sale Saturday, August 24, 2 p.m. at the ranch, 1 mile north of beautiful Valentine, Nebraska. Preview starts at 9 a.m. See the all-star lineup, including select gift consigners at WeberQuarterHorses.com. Bidden by online at DV Auction, presented by Weber Quarter Horses, LLC. Don't miss this epic performance horse event, August 24, Valentine, Nebraska.
It's Derek Beck in Vermont. James, a special top five countdown today as we spotlight three saddle bronc riders inside the top 30 with Lydia Hill, who was at the Belfouche 4th of July Black Hills Roundup.
I'm here with Jake Finley, and Jake, I was just going to ask you, how's your year going so far?
It's been all right. I've been a little low on the drawing end lately, but riding good and feeling even better, so happy to be here now, and the horses are going to start looking up for us.
How do you keep your mind and body sharp and fresh with all this traveling? You got 100 rodeos in 100 days, cowboy Christmas. How do you keep it all going?
Well, I keep the mind sharp by traveling with good people, keep good friends around you, and never get too serious, and just keep having fun. The body, just try and eat as clean as you can, and take care of yourself when you got time off.
Jake Finley sits 27th in the Saddle Bronc this week. Lydia also caught up with Saddle Bronc rider Isaac Diaz from Texas, who checks in at 23rd this week in the Saddle Bronc standings.
What other rodeos have you been trying to hit or been hitting?
This week we've been to Reno, Greeley, Livingston, Red Lodge, and Cody.
So is driving all night kind of like been key for you, having good traveling partners?
Oh yeah, for sure. Traveling partners are a big deal in this business, but we haven't had really many all-night drives yet, so I'm pretty rested up. I'm excited.
And finally, in our special TRU Saddle Bronc Spotlight, Lydia spoke with number two Saddle Bronc rider in the world, Cali's Lefty Holman.
Lefty, how has the Cowboy Christmas been treating you thus far?
Super good. I'm winning third at Prescott, winning third at Cody, and winning second in Oakley, Utah. So it's been a pretty good little run so far.
How many more rodeos do you anticipate on going for this summer?
Who knows? We're going to be planes, trains, and automobiles, so it'll be busy.
What is your favorite rodeo trail snack?
Favorite rodeo trail snack, some pistachios maybe going down the road, some almonds with a Bucked Up energy drink.
That'll do it for our special Territorial Rodeo Update Saddle Bronc Spotlight. Huge thanks to sponsors DiscountWesternWear.com, Purple Wave Auction, and Sioux Steel Company.